Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening, 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 good evening.
One here listening to the show tonight, I'm super duper happy. I'm super duper happy. We've been just like working so hard to bring everything together, and now we're down on the countdown. And this is the countdown until the close of the IPO. And oh my God, is it crazy right now? It's only the first working day of the new year, full working day of the new year, and it's already crazy. And I am really, really jazzed as we count down to the close of the Punch TV Studios IPO. And I am like, oh my freaking God. So before we go any further, I certainly would like to introduce our co-host for tonight's show. It is none other than Sharifa. And how are you doing today?
I am excellent, Mr. Collins. I am definitely excellent. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And so how's your day been, and what's been happening in your day?
My day has been pretty busy. I love that I mean, our listeners don't know, so I'll give them a little bit of brief history. I go from different departments and focus on different things randomly during the day. And so today my project, my main focus has been on this video that I'm creating and working on, and the team is putting together this amazing video. So I've been in this creative mood today, and I just want to come up with something that's very inspiring.
Now, this is a script for the infomercial, correct?
Yes, I didn't want to say that,
We're putting a 28-minute, 30-second commercial out on television across the nation so that we can get this IPO wrapped up. We were on radio stations, and typically reach over 7 million people a week, somewhere 6,500,000 or something like that a week we reach on radio. But now we're going to late night TV. We're going to TV, period. And we are going to wrap this up and close out the IPO. And in closing out the IPO, I mean, we've made some amazing strides. And you should put some of our strides that we've made in the video. You know, we should tell people how we've launched. We began broadcasting and launched 5 television stations that we're on 24 hours, 7 days a week across the country, and that people can watch us across the country right now. I'm actually.
Did we lose Mr. Collins? Are we having technical difficulties? We are having technical difficulties, and so I'll talk a little bit more then about the infomercial. As Mr. Collins was saying, we want to emphasize some of the accomplishments that we've made at Punch TV Studios. So this will be something that guaranteed to wow people, more than just an infomercial, a video, a 30-minute, 28-minute spot that's going to allow people to actually find out more information on Punch TV Studios, because the Punch TV Studio IPO is something that is revolutionizing television. It's revolutionizing media. We invite everyone to visit the website, punchtvstudios.com. Take a look at what we're doing. Take a look at the information, and I guarantee you it will be something that you will definitely enjoy. So, again, that's what we're doing. We're using our creative aspects and our team to put together something that all of our shareholders will absolutely love. So, again, we're having a few we had a few technical difficulties, but right now we do have Mr. Collins back on the line.
Yeah, the difficulty was I dropped my phone and it rebooted itself.
You're not supposed to tell the people that. You know,
well,
that's
the truth. You know, sometimes the truth, you got to tell the truth sometimes. But I dropped
the truth
my phone.
She'll set you free.
The truth will make you free.
Oh, will
the
make
church
you free.
Said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I think we should have in there that we're broadcasting on 5 television stations. I think that's amazing. I think we should let people know that we've opened 2 sales offices. We've opened 2 sales offices to sell commercials. One in Houston, Texas. Another one in Jacksonville, Florida. I think we should tell people that. I think we should tell people that we have amazing movies that we broadcast on our network. I think that we should definitely have those things in our television piece so people will really know how great of a company we actually are and that we are doing amazing things in our little company here, which is great. I think we should put that in there and let people know that those things are happening and that we're moving forward. I think we could tell people that we've increased our employee base so that we have quite a few employees now, which is amazing always. And I think we should, talk about the growth and where we're going and that we intend to generate over, according to our business plan, we intend to generate over between $500 million and $1 billion a year in annual revenue. I think we should let people know that, so that people will know that they're becoming a part of something that's just totally awesome. And at Punch TV, we like awesome. We certainly love and like awesome. So just throw those things in there, just for good measure, and we're going to see how that works out, along with all the other fabulous things I know you're coming up with, which I don't even doubt that's going to be awesome. I don't even doubt it anyway. So who do we have Who's in the punch bowl tonight?
We have several guests in the punch bowl tonight, and we have several listeners on the line. And so what we're going to do is, if you like to join the conversation in the punch bowl with Punch TV Studio CEO Joseph Collins, please press 1. Press 1 on your line. We're going to start with Reverend Eleanor Joy. Are you with us, Reverend Joy?
Yes, I am. I'm here. I'm pleased to be here tonight with everyone.
Oh, nice. Reverend Eleanor Joy. Reverend. We got the good Reverend in the house. Let the church say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good all the time.
Yes, he is.
And all the time?
Yes, God is good.
God is good. You're a preacher there. I just wanted to test you out and see. Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl tonight. What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight, my dear?
Well, I'm here by invitation, and I just want you to know that I'm honored to be a part of the discussion tonight, and thankful just to be here and just to be able to have this time of fellowship via radio, and just expecting how the Holy Spirit is going to move tonight, and just thanking the Lord for all those that are tuning in, and just know that you're not there by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. And there's some divine assignments, and I just pray that, your hearts are prepared to receive a spiritual impartation. And as the word goes forth in power and authority, yes, that you receive it and that you run with it. And so just expecting what the Lord is going to begin to do tonight and what the manifestations will be that will follow hereafter. Amen.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Amen and
wow.
Hallelujah. So what things are you working on, Reverend Joy?
Well, right now I am in the process of working on a manuscript. Actually, the manuscript is based on a personal testimony of mine, an experience that I had 10 years ago. And so it's been in my spirit over 10 years, and so the Lord has moved upon me to now begin to sit down and to put it to paper. And so that's what I'm going to focus on this year. Actually, I started it in August, but with 2017 coming in, I have more time now to be able to dedicate myself to the manuscript, and so that's what I'm going to focus on this year is to finish up my manuscript.
A manuscript, is that like a book?
That's right. When it's in,
yes,
before it's published, it's your manuscript. It's the work
okay, teach me some, because I don't know. I'm like, a manuscript? Oh, she's going to come out with a play, you know.
Yes, so it's actually a book. And so, like I said, it's coming, it's based on my personal testimony of something that I went through 10 years ago. And so the book has been in my spirit for 10 years. And so actually
wow.
I'm going to be a personal
testimony. That's got to breathe.
Yes.
And yeah,
so
that's got to work.
And so it'll be a work of a testimony that will encourage others, but also it's a venue for personal healing for me, for myself personally, and a book to encourage other people that...
Well, tell us a little bit about the book. Don't hold back now. Tell us a little bit.
Well, it's pretty much exactly what it is. It's a personal testimony of an actual a personal experience that I went through back in February of 2006.
Okay, what
and
happened?
How? Well, I don't want to give. You sound like my publisher. That's something that he spoke to me about the other day. That I have to put that down. But that's a part that it will go. It'll be a mystery. I'll let it be a mystery, so that way you'll have to get the book to read what it is. But basically, the premise of the book is my personal testimony of a life-altering.
I know tell me what happened. I just want to tell me a little bit.
Don't want to tell you what happened. You didn't hear her say.
I don't want to know. Did he beat you?
Okay.
Did he beat you?
Just tell me if he beat you.
That's all I want to know. It ain't a good book to let a woman get beat. Did he beat you, girl? What happened?
It's a book about how the Lord was taking me into a new season of ministry.
Oh, okay.
And the enemy.
That ain't as good as getting beat, because that sells. But you see, I'm going to show you how virgins will have grits. That's what the book is about.
And the enemy came against me very strongly. And in essence, the enemy tried to kill me and to abort my destiny. And because I knew the strategy of the enemy, that it was him that was coming against me, I refused to allow the enemy to destroy me and to abort my destiny.
Now, I like that. I like that. Because so many people, their destiny does get aborted because they quit or they give up or they give up too quickly or they quit too easily. And they don't follow through. So, yeah, that's really, 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 really good. That's really a grand idea.
And so that was a point in my life where it was either do or die. It was either the enemy was going to defeat me and my destiny was aborted, or I was going to press in and say, no, you're not going to have my destiny. And the powerful thing about it is that a part of my prophetic history, the Lord had prophesied, or I had received a prophetic word a couple of days before the event, the transpiring event, happened. So the Lord prepared me for what was up ahead. And so with that preparation of the word that the Lord had given me, that prophetic word, that strengthened me and gave me the courage and the resolve and the grace to go through the attack.
What was the word?
The word, it's the prophetic word that was given to me basically is written in the book and it's in the totality of the prophetic word. But in essence, he let me know that there was an attack that was going to come against me. And immediately when the prophetic word came forth, I knew where that attack was going to come from. Oftentimes, the enemy will come against us through people. So in this particular incident, he came against me through somebody who was very close to me. Okay? So I was ready for it. But the prophetic word in its entirety is in the book. It's written in the book. So once the book is published, you'll be able to read it in the book. And the title of the book is An Overcoming Spirit, How to Utilize Your Gift in a Place of Darkness.
Right. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. I would love to read a book about that and seeing how that would
I would too. Now I'm intrigued. I want to ask the same question, like, what happened? Now I want to know.
I want to know what happened. So she don't want to share what happened. She said it's going to be a revelation
in the book. You got to buy the book.
In the book.
You can't give it away. You got to
buy the book.
Yeah.
There's going to be a revelation in the book.
In the book.
You got to buy the book. Got to buy the book. Now, when is the book going to be ready?
Well, actually, I began the manuscript in August of 2016. The last part of last year was a little busy for me. I was trying to juggle that with along with some other things. But my schedule is a little lighter beginning here at 2016, but I believe that's because the Lord has freed me up from some things because now he wants me to move forward with the book. And now that I have a publisher and someone who's editing it and formatting it and everything like that, so now the Lord wants me to begin to speed up the process of finishing the manuscript. So I can't say when it would actually be finished and published because I told my publisher that I only write when the anointing comes upon me to write, when the words are God-breathed, when they're anointed. So I don't
That book will be a long time getting finished. Just write the first chapter. We just want to read the first chapter and just make the first chapter 120 pages. And because I want to read the first chapter. I want to know what he said. I want to know what happened.
Ah, now, actually, I could pull that up for you on the on the computer. You know, I could pull up the manuscript if you really want to just hear maybe just a couple of the first chapters or, you know, the open pages of it or something like that. But that would take
That's what we were saying from the beginning. You know, you got to come ready. So we that's what we want to know. We want to know what happened to inspire the book to come about. That's all. I want to know if he beat you. Did he slap you? Did you end up homeless? Did you beat him? You know, that's the kind of conversations people have over here. We had one woman come on here, and she said that she's a psychologist, and she beats men. So that's an interesting conversation. We did have somebody do that.
But you know what? All of that is going to be in the book. But I can't.
I like Reverend Joy. Reverend Joy didn't even raise her voice. She didn't even hesitate. She said it so politely, so calmly. She repeated it, but she said
it's going to be in the book.
We got to get the book.
How can people find you? Well, what you should do is definitely create an account on Nabuki. We have this awesome website called Nabuki, NABUKIE.com, Nabuki.com. So when your book comes out, we can help you promote it and get people to buy the book that we know nothing about right now, other than that God gave you the book.
Yes.
See, I want to see the miracle. You know, I mean, I'm like that. I want to see the miracle. He said he fed 5,000 men, not including women and the children. See, I can see the book in my mind right now. He fed 5,000 men, so I can see the feeding of 5,000. You understand? I can see that in my mind. But right now, I can just know that your book is coming out. It's going to be for sale, and it's the spirit.
One day.
So I'm really anxious to see that. But definitely create an account on Nabuki And we'd love to help you promote your book and help you get it out there. We're going to take
and
a quick commercial. Go ahead.
I'd just say two things. Initially, it's a personal testimony, but as I go back and I read over it, it's flowing as the Lord is going to use it more like an evangelistic tool that it'll be used to bring people to the Lord, as versus as well as encourage those that are already in the Lord. So it's coming out to be an evangelistic book, where to be to bring people that don't know the Lord to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior through my personal testimony of victory.
Well, you know, at Punch TV Studios, we're all about that. The goal that the Lord has given me is to make movies and develop television shows about people's lives that ordinarily would never get told. And so that is the goal of Punch TV Studios, and that's why we're doing what we're doing, and that's why America is embracing Punch TV Studios, and it's completely awesome. And I think we should take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with more of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
It's a great place to network. Do you?
Do you, Nabuki?
Nabuki? So I absolutely know nothing about the Good Reverend's book right now, I'm just going to tell you. And I was trying every way that I could to find out what happened in the book. So hopefully she
didn't
an account on Nabuki. I know, did you see me? I was trying every which way.
Repeatedly.
To find out.
Yes.
Repeatedly, what happened? I wanted to know, did he beat her? Because you know what I think happened
why
in the book?
Why
are
you stuck with
like,
the beater, though? Like, is that,
because,
is that
you
a
know,
word
the
that you guys
that was on
like,
the show, she beat people. Remember the other woman, who was a, what was the psychiatrist, and she beat people.
That,
so I figured that, you know, she probably
that.
Was beating people, and God had to deliver her from that. Or,
you know,
or he
like,
was beating
like
on her, and God had to deliver her.
Or something.
No, she sounds too
maybe
polite
they were a
to be
gambler.
On drugs, you know. She could have been a gambler. She didn't.
Not
well,
her.
She said
the
God
person.
Delivered her, and it was people in the way that was blocking her
right.
from
the
receiving her deliverance.
Drugs.
Also,
right.
the person could have been on drugs, and then he blocked her.
Right.
He blocked
right.
them from receiving. And
right.
Their, she just totally
or they gambled,
her
he gambled the whole
this.
Mortgage away. Maybe he gambled,
the house away. That's what
that's
happened.
What I'm
he
saying.
Gambled the house. See, we're going to make our right. own book for the good Reverend Joy. He gambled the house away. What else could it possibly be? He did something. It had to be something that a guy did. Because, you know, you don't think about writing a spiritual book unless a guy did something. It's something that
it could be.
A,
it could be a parent
did.
Too. It could be a parent. Maybe your
it
mom.
It could be
did
a parent. A parent could have did something to Reverend Joy, and that caused her to be inspired to write a book. But anyway, we want to definitely for other people to be blessed. So that's what I'm trying to see is what's in the book. So so I can know if that's going to work for me or not in the book. You see what I'm
saying?
Well,
you know what? We should just write our own book about Reverend Joy, and we might get our
book.
We
should write our own
February.
Book about the book that Reverend Joy is going to write.
That's right. After we finish this infomercial.
The spiritual book that Reverend Joy is going to write. That's what we should do. We should write our own book about the book that Reverend Joy was going to write and give our own interpretation of this whole matter that we know nothing about. So she was really smooth in that. She was real smooth. She was real smooth.
Right.
So she was prayed up before she came on this show. So
and prayed through the show, too.
And she prayed through the show, too. Did you hear her? She gave an anointing. So this is an anointed. This is an anointed show tonight. She gave her anointing on the show. So this is an anointed, anointed show. But certainly one of the goals of Punch TV Studios is to make movies and tell stories about people's lives that ordinarily would never get told. And so I cannot wait to read her book, and hopefully if we could find out what happened to it in the book, that it might become a movie that we become a movie of Punch TV Studios. Now, you can get stock in Punch TV Studios for only $1 a share. And by investing in Punch TV Studios, you're going to help bring to life movies that would never get told, even movies that we know nothing about today, but at some day they will be they will become a reality. So who else is in the Punch Bowl tonight?
We have several guests, and again tonight, I think you know, and I usually don't give people the numbers, but I think that with all the partying. With all the partying this weekend and yesterday, our numbers, our listeners were unusually low on yesterday's show. So I think the people felt guilty. They were like, oh, my God, I forgot the Punch TV Studios radio show changing the conversation because everybody's here tonight. All the regulars are here tonight. We have people lining up, listening on the line. So I know this show is anointed. And it's going to be
so this
amazing.
Show is so this is an anointed show. I bet you if anybody passes out on this show tonight, I bet you there's a nurse on this show that can make sure you don't have to call 911. You can just hit the one button on your phone, and the nurse will help you out. Because I heard on our website, Nabuki.com, that nurses rock. Did you hear that? I heard nurses rock. So
I heard
that's
that.
On Nabuki.com.
I usually don't like
that's
to
on
repeat.
Nabuki.com. What'd you say?
I usually don't like to repeat what I've heard, but I did hear that.
You did? I don't like to be talking about people and telling nobody's business and all. But, you know, I did read it on social media that nurses rock. I did read that on social media. You know what I mean? So I ain't trying to say nothing about no nurses and all that other kind of stuff like that. But if you need a nurse, go to Nabuki.com and they rock.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is on
Nabuki?
We got a bottle of youth on Nabuki and bottle of youth. They are traveling across the country spreading the word about Punch TV Studios. And I'm really excited about them. A husband and wife team, and they just keep it. They're just traveling across the nation, talking about Punch TV everywhere they go. They got Punch TV written on their car, and I'm telling you, if we had a million people with Punch TV Studios written all over their car, that would just be completely awesome right now. And anyway, I'm going to put it on my car. So that as I travel back to California, I'm going to have Punch TV Studios on my car so people can see it and put $1 per share. PunchTVStudios.com, $1 per share. I'm going to have that on my car. So I think I'm choking right now.
Need some water?
No, I need a nurse. I need a nurse.
Nurse, hold on. Where are you when we
need you? I'll go to Nabuki and see if nurses really do rock. So who else is in the punch line tonight? I mean, who's in the punch bowl tonight? Or because I do have a lot of things I can talk about tonight. And one of the things I want to talk about. So we're moving on. Yes. Okay, who's next? Let's get him in the punch bowl.
We have a very special guest. We have Miss Leah Savant. Are you with us, Leah?
I am. Hi.
Hi.
We're having fun tonight. Excuse us.
Yeah, it's just
awesome.
Fun tonight.
I'm sitting back laughing and having a good time with you.
Yeah, I was going to wait until I heard your voice because, Leah Savant, we had a guy on our show, and his name was Cookie. His name was Cookie. So I said,
Cookie?
Hey, girl, how you doing? And he's like, I'm doing fine.
That was Cookie. Not your guy. You're messing up the story. That was Coco.
Coco? Well, I thought it was Cookie anyway. I just assumed Coco was a cookie, and I had to apologize. So I was going to wait until your name was fully said, being Leah and all, because I didn't want you to be, hey, my name is Leah,
No. It's Leah Devon, and thank you for the very lovely invitation. I'm having a good time just sitting back listening, by the way. Having a great time.
Oh, good. We try to make it fun as much as we can when we can. We try to make it fun. Well, what brings you to the punch bowl tonight? Tell us about your business. What are you working on? Do you have a book you don't want to share, but you want to share?
I was brought here tonight by invitation, and I thank you for that. I'm actually the creator, the executive producer and host of a TV show, and it's called Indie Style. Yeah, it's called Indie Style with Leah Devon, and it's a show that is kind of a passion project for me. And what we do on Indie Style is we feature independent entrepreneurs that are in music, business, and entertainment, and we celebrate them. We celebrate them. There are so many people who are doing wonderful things in their career, who are on Billboard, that are independent artists, who are successful, actors and actresses and stylists and just really kind of doing so many great things. And they may not be known by mainstream media, but we give them a platform and we let them shine. And I love that they come on the show and they kind of talk about their journey and how they've gotten from point A to point B and how they're going to get from point B to point C. And that's kind of
how many episodes of that do you have?
I'm sorry?
How many episodes of that do you have?
A lot.
Nobody wants to give information tonight. I don't know.
Let me tell you what this reminds me of tonight.
That's why I'm celebrating you, because you're
the epitome. Let me tell you. I get this a lot. A lot of people don't realize how much this happens to me. What I get is people come up to me and they say, oh, you're Joseph Collins. You're in TV. I have a great idea for a TV show. And I said, well, tell me about it. I can't tell you because you're going to steal the idea. I get that so much until it's incredible. I get that so much until it's incredible. Wow. But what people don't know is that when you're running a TV network, and a studio, but primarily just from a network point of view, you have to fill 24 hours, 7 days a week, 24 days a year of programming. And that is no small task. It is an arduous task, to say the least. And so when the person talks about a half-hour show, you think, okay, that's one half-hour. Well, I still got all the other half hours, the half hour before that show and the half hour after that show and the other half hours in a 24-hour cycle. So it's just amazing. But anyway, tell me about your show. Go ahead. How many episodes? Come on.
We've been filming our show for about 3 years or maybe actually going on four.
So you have at least one episode done.
Oh, my God. We have many episodes done. They're actually, on the website. You can take a peek at some of the shows that we've done. And, when I say we have great guests, and it's so interesting because initially my show was on public access, And I was like, how am I going to get guests to come on my show? And the beautiful thing is it's amazing how many people just want a platform and they're happy to come on and tell their story. You know, we had Jasmine Burke on our show. You know, she's like the beautiful actress on Saints and Sinners, you know, the hit show on Bounce TV. And when you hear how she started out and what she did to get to where she is now, it's awesome. You know, so I love that my guests come on the show. They talk about, you know, what to do, how to audition, what to do, what not to do. They kind of spill all the beans, you know. And it's about helping each other network. And like I said, we celebrate independent entrepreneurs. And it's just, it's like I said, it's a passion project for me. It's something that I love to do. I have a very small team. There are five of us. And, you know, we love what we do, but we've garnered kind of a lovely, you know, international audience. We get videos from music artists all across the country. So people are tuning in and learning a little bit about the show. And, you know, I was an independent recording artist, and I was on the grind 10 years ago and did a lot of great things and made really good money as an independent artist. And so it's kind of great when people will come on and talk about how you can...
What was your stage name?
Leah Devon. Leah Devon, I got an opportunity to work with, like, I opened for Earth, Wind, and Fire, Pieces of a Dream. I worked with Bowleg and Lou, Full Force, Kashif. I recorded a duet with Kashif. You know, I entertained our troops abroad. There were a lot of things that I got to do. And, you know, I was a face for a jewelry line up in Beverly Hills. You know, those are things that people don't realize that you can still do without being an A-lister or having a name. And so people come on and talk about how you can do those things. You know, we recently had Gloria Mayfield Banks on our show. She is the number one and the only African-American woman in Mary Kay history. She was the first, African-American woman to have the number one position in Mary Kay Cosmetics. You know, that's a really big, big company, you know. And she came on and she told her story. And we celebrate beautiful entrepreneurs like that that have time for our show, that want to give advice. So that's kind of, you know, we had Noel Gordine come perform. You guys know who he is? You know who he is? He's like...
No, I don't know that.
Really? Steve Harvey broke him on radio many years ago. He's an independent artist, and he performed for us. So, see, you didn't know who he was. So we want to make people who we think are amazing and talented shine. So that's kind of the premise. So. But anyway, that's the whole thing.
So how long is each one of your episodes? Like, when you do an episode, how long is an episode?
Probably, you know, because we have, like, you know, little breaks in between. I would think running time complete, 24 minutes. And then some of them are 28.
That's cool.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So we're proud of our little show.
I would love to be able to carry your show on Punch TV on the network.
You haven't even seen my show.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, get out of here. I know, the website name is so long. I'm sorry about that. I know. They were like, Leah, seriously?
Well, maybe this ain't you then. I'm looking at Indie Style with
Leah Devon. Yeah, that's me.
IndieStyleTV with Leah Devon.com,
yeah.
Yeah, LeahDevon.com, right? That's my nice site. I would love to be able to give you a platform.
That's my main website.
I'd love to be able to give you a platform to put your show on Punch TV. I would love that. Maybe there's a way
really?
We can grow together. Yeah.
That would be, yeah, it's so crazy. You're going to think that I'm making this up, but I'm not. When I was doing my music, my management company was based in Los Angeles. And 6 months ago, I cannot make this up. 6 months ago, I called my former manager. And I was on Google, you know, when you're kind of on your grind and you're trying to learn about other media companies and different things, I found Punch TV Studios. And I was like, how cool would that be? Who are they? Do you know much about them? And it's very ironic, or maybe it's fate, I don't know what it is, that you invited me to be on your show. But one thing I'm not is I'm not a sibber. I'm a very honest person. So it's very interesting to me that I found you 6 months ago and that just recently you found me. So I thought that was kind of neat.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I love what you're doing. Like I said, you're the epitome of what my show is about.
At first I was afraid.
You know what? I'm not.
I could never live without you by my side.
she's going to sing.
This is what I deal with all
day. I love Donna Summer. You got to be able to sing if you sing Donna Summer. We love her. God rest her soul.
I give you all the strongs. I'm going to preach it to you. I feel my health coming now. So we had the good reverend on who was talking about her book that we know nothing about.
I enjoyed her. She was good. She was inspirational. I like people that are inspirational.
She was very inspirational, We just don't know anything about her book. I'm just still trying to learn about
it. Would you stop?
But that's the intrigue of it. Now you want to know about it. She did a good job because I was like all
ears. Yeah, she did. Did you see how sweet she was, too? She did it so sweet and cool and all that. She was just like, you know, really, really cool. That's really cool.
She was awesome.
Really cool.
You got to get the book. I can't give it away.
Yeah,
your website
is
beautiful, though.
Invitation. Oh, thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're very welcome.
Sure, we'll do this in real time. We're doing this real time, so it's cool. It's cool. So what else are you working on? You got your Indie Style TV. You got what else you're doing in your life?
I'm a mommy. I have almost a 3-year-old little boy, so I'm loving my little
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. After many years of wanting to become a mommy, God bless us with a beautiful little boy. His name is Jackson. So
nice.
working on my show and very grateful.
Better you than me. I'm happy for you.
When I tell you I'm like exhausted all the time, but that's
I know. 3-year olds are a lot of work. 3-year olds are a lot of work. Ooh, goodness.
He is yummy, yummy. But
then when they turn 4, from that 4 to 12, 13 is great. If something happens at 14 in the minds of kids, that God, I don't have to live through that again. That 14 is tough. If that 14, you want to just turn them over to somebody else. You're like, look, I want you to go live with somebody else until you become 22. But you have to live through it. So you definitely have to create a page on Nabuki. You've got a lot of stuff going on here. You definitely have to create a page on Nabuki.
You guys will just have to tell me how to do it or tell us how to do it. It's simple. It's just like if you had your Facebook page.
It's just Nabuki. It's just, if you had your Facebook, it's just like that, only better. And are you coming out with a book or anything like that you don't want to tell us about, but tell us about?
No, I'm, like I said, literally I'm focusing on my TV show, and perhaps maybe mid-year I might start working on music again if I have time to do that, because I did that for a really long time. I was a recording artist, and like I said, had beautiful pleasure working with some really amazing people like Kashif, God rest his soul. Like I said, I got to record with him in Santa Barbara many, many years ago, so that was such a great experience.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Well, we're going to make sure we get your number. Make sure that, Sharifa, everybody, get your number before we, you know, before tonight's over. I definitely would love to talk to you about seeing if we can bring your television show to our little TV network, and maybe that could be an additional platform for you. I think it's a cute show. From the little bit I'm seeing here, I think it's a cute show. And I'd love to see. We're very good at this.
Thank you.
So I'd love to see what we can do together.
Well, I appreciate
That didn't even hurt, did it? That was like painless.
That was pretty good. But like I said, you're giving a platform to so many people that have great stories and so many wonderful things to share, and you know, all the big networks are usually the ones doing it, so good things are to come. It's a good thing.
Good. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to be back with more Changing the Conversation, Punch TV Studios.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Well, that was a pretty good conversation there. What do you feel about
it,
that?
It was. I think it was excellent. We have more guests lined up, and I think tonight's theme is let's share information but not tell anyone what it's about. So
yeah, let's share information and not tell anyone what it's about. That's tonight's theme. Tonight's theme is let's share information, but we're not going to tell anybody what it's about. That's it. And we're going to pray while we're doing it. So that's tonight's theme. Tonight's theme is to pray, let's share information, and not tell anyone what it's about.
What it's about.
So who else is in the punch bowl now? We've got a few more minutes left in tonight's show.
Yes, we do. We have a special guest, another special guest, Mr.
Okay.
Eric Ramsey. So we're going to see if Mr. Ramsey has something that he actually wants to tell us about. Are you with us, Mr. Ramsey?
I'm here, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear
Hello?
You.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Well, I don't have a problem with sharing. I'm from Alabama, so I'm a country boy, so we share everything.
Okay, fantastic.
We don't do cousins and all that other stuff.
Well, we just went in a whole other direction. I don't know how we got here, but let's bring it back.
I wanted to make sure I cleared that up, you know, because, you know.
Well, you know, you are from Alabama, so, you know, we're just saying.
Exactly.
We're just saying, you know, a little small town way out there somewhere. You ain't in the city of Alabama, in the country part of Alabama, you know, where it's still got animals and farms and stuff like that. So I understand what you mean. We understand. But now you've moved to the city. You moved on up. So, the deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yes, sir.
And we finally
got a piece of
it. We did say we wanted to know. I don't think we wanted to know that much.
That.
No, I don't think we
but
really
that's okay.
wanted to know that much.
Well,
I
had to make sure I cleared
it
up because, you know.
We will use that on the next show. Tune in tomorrow. We definitely will remind our listeners of this show. So,
all righty.
So
what do you have
going
on this
room?
Well, I don't know if you guys heard it, but I just recently finished a movie a few months back called Cain Abel, like Cain and Abel, play on words, a modern day version of the biblical story of Adam and Eve's kids, Cain and Abel. The movie starred Gary Anthony Sturgis and up-and-coming talent, and then Miranda Mormon and a few other, you know, got up-and-coming people,
I know
actors
Gary.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And right now it's going through the distribution process, so that's going well. And then I also started writing another project. Like I said, I'm from Alabama, but I'm doing a movie about I know everyone's heard of the syphilis experiment that they did, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. They also supposedly did an experiment on blacks at mental institutions at a place called Old Bryce Hospital, where they did lobotomies, where they opened up their brains to try to figure out how to cure mental illness. And so it's kind of some half-truths and some truths about it, but I decided to research and put my own spin on it, just more so to bring attention to it, because you know, if there's something out there that's suggestive that it may have taken place, then 9 times out of 10 it probably did. So,
well, yeah, I kind of concur with that.
I'm almost finished writing the script for it, and I'm gonna try to start shooting it in February.
Nice, congratulations, man! I love that. That's absolutely awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah, I wasn't afraid to share it out.
To do that?
Well, this is like the third movie that I've done in the past 2.5 years. Because what happened was I initially started off as I played college football at Auburn, then I got drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, but. You know, all the time I was doing that, everybody always said, you know, you got that model look. I'm like, what the heck is a model look? And so I got into
I could help you with that. I could have helped you with that. I get that all the time. That's not the.
Oh, okay.
You know, not
sounds good, right.
I could have helped you with that one. I could have answered that for you. Just one look at me, you would have gotten it. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. I, you know? And so, Joe, so what happened was once I stopped playing football, I got into acting, but I realized that everybody was an actor, but, you know, a lot of my friends always complained about not being able to be in movies or not getting cast and stuff for different things. And so I wanted them to be a part of, you know, what I was doing, because I was, you know, I had gained a little, you know, success, you know, working on movies and everything. And so I said, I'll just start writing and producing, and I'll put my friends in it. And that's how everything pretty much got started, the inspiration behind, you know, my writing, producing, and directing. I wanted my friends in them. And then I did a couple of short films, but then I ventured off into trying to do features. And I did this feature called Unspeakable Indiscretion that I wrote, produced, and directed about victims of childhood sexual abuse, black men touching black boys, which is a very taboo subject. That nobody ever wants to talk about it. So, but I did, you know. So I did that, and then Rhonda Mormon, the lady that stars as Eve in the movie Cannibal, she came up to me and said, in my next movie, she wanted to be in jail. So the next day, I thought of having Adam and Eve in jail in this modern day version of Cain and Abel, and that was the reason behind creating Cannibal. So a lot of the stuff that I've been writing, I try to stick mainly with faith-based, but a lot of the stuff that I do I'm trying to cause controversy, but more I'm just trying to enlighten people about different things that happen, you know, in the black community or in, you know, anywhere else, you know, as far as black people are concerned.
Uh-huh. That's really creative, man. I'm really telling you, that's just like so creative. I hope to see one of your movies soon.
Thank you. Well, I'll make sure I get you guys, you know, a copy of actually the last two. And like I said, we'll start
production. Yeah, because I'll don't worry.
And I'll get it to you. You don't have to do it. But, you know, but I just like to say that, you know, my fiance, Nicole Carter-Harris, and I, we're just doing it as far as our team, Ramsey Entertainment, is concerned. We're, you know, we're trying to make things happen, you know, and trying to just be those people, the go-to people in this area as far as, you know, when you say you're going to do something as far as movie making and everything, then come to us because we'll make sure that, you know, we get it done.
Right. That's really cool, man. Congratulations. But we have your phone number and everything, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Well,
it's
really
not, and I'll make sure you get it. I'll make sure you guys get a copy of both DVDs for Cannibal and Unspeakable Indiscretion.
Yeah, I definitely would love to see that. Absolutely would love to see that. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy for your success. I'm really, really happy for your success.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys inviting us on. We really appreciate it. Thank you. And much success. I'm going to try to figure out how to get to that before it's too late to do that $1.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest thing ever. The IPO, we're selling stock in our company
right,
for $1
right.
a share.
Yeah.
And you can become a part owner in our company for only $1 per share. And that's
amen,
pretty awesome.
Amen. God is good.
So let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with after this.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
So, this has been such a fun show tonight. I'm telling you, this has been different, I think, than the shows we've done over the past few weeks. How do you feel about that?
I think this show was different, but, I mean, the beautiful thing is that just about every show is different. Every show is unique. You never really know what to expect. We don't even know what to expect half the time.
Yeah, I know,
which is what makes the show so fantastic.
Yeah, it makes the show pretty awesome. It makes the show pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And this is the second show of the new year. And we're working on our New Year's resolutions, which we've been kind of sharing with everyone, letting everyone know that we are closing out the IPO now, and we want everyone to be a part owner of our TV media company, Punch TV Studios. We just want everyone to be a part owner of it, and join us as we grow this amazing company. We're going to do some amazing things in media, I'm telling you. And you're going to be so happy that you made an investment in our company. Visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And become a part owner of our company. Become, you know, for only as little as a dollar per share, you can become a part owner of Punch TV Studios, and that's what makes this so awesome. It really, really makes it awesome. And if you're a filmmaker, you'll be able to have access to our capital to make your next film up to $100,000, which I think is great, and I think every filmmaker should be a part owner of Punch. If you're thinking about making a film, you need to be a part owner of Punch TV Studios and come grow with us. And we're going to produce 300 movies over the next 3 years after we close out the IPO. And it's going to be awesome. And we're going to do some awesome things in media and some awesome things in across all aspects of media and some awesome things in television. And we're going to do animation. You know, I mean, our animation department, which I think we should put in our thing. We're going to do animation. So you would be people.
We're going to do animation. We haven't heard anything
we're
about
it. We're going
animation.
To do animation.
Maybe we'll talk about
yes.
that tomorrow. On that, on
we're going to talk
meeting.
More about that tomorrow. But we're going to have an animation department, and we have some amazing things happening in that. And you just want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of it. So again, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com, or call our offices at 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. And until tomorrow night, we're going to see you tomorrow night, and we're going to be back here on this same Punch TV station at this same Punch TV time. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.